For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining me so much on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. I hope you're doing great out there. I hope you've enjoyed this whole week of teachings, and we've gotten through James 3 pretty much on the tongue. I'll finish today on, we were talking about three things that tongue does. Woo, this stuff, I tell you, it directs, it destroys, and today we get to talk about how the tongue has the potential to delight or give a blessing. The other stuff's kind of rough, but I'll tell you, James really keeps us in check with this. Talking about how the tongue is influential in human relationships. Its strength is out of proportion to its size and has almost limitless potential for good or for bad. Oh my goodness, this stuff. Proverbs 11:12b, as we said, a man of understanding holds his peace. And that's what we want to get to. We want to get to be this mature man that James exhorts us to be. He says in James 1:26, if you think you're to be religious and you don't bridle that tongue, you're deceiving your heart, and your religion is worthless, because everything you say is revealing what's in your heart. So if you say you're religious and yet your actions are defying that by the word you're speaking, well, it's just you're batting zero. You're going for the good, but then all of a sudden your words defy it and you just come up at zero. But I want to give this scripture. I said it yesterday and I want to say today, out of Isaiah, one of my absolute favorites in the entire Bible, on how Jesus learned to control his tongue. And my brothers and sisters, if you need any of these, always remember to go to my website, annadonahueministries.com. We are uploading these broadcasts. You can get them for free. And boy, I really challenge you, if you can get to the class, please come. At the time of this airing, we will have already done class number two, but you can come to the third class, the final class. That's going to be another in-depth teaching on relationships out of James 4. And that is very serious. Why do these conflicts arise among you? Are they not within because of the desires that are warring within your members? We're going to talk about that, how to get that under control so your relationships can be healthy. And then he'll close with prayer. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man will avail much. But to continue on the tongue, Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. This is Isaiah talking about how Jesus learned to get his tongue in line. He would get up every morning, brothers and sisters. The Father would awaken him. And it says, he awakens me morning by morning, and he would awaken my ear to hear as the learned. So Jesus would get up every day, and he would listen to the Father. And when he would listen to the Word. How funny, because he is the Word, but he would listen to the Father. And then he would speak forth what the Father would have him speak. He was training his tongue, wasn't he? That's the way we can do it too. Every morning, Father, guide my tongue. Let me be a blessing. Let me speak forth truth. If I need to correct today, let me do it out of love. If I have to reprove someone, let me do it according to truth. Let my heart motive be right. You see? Well, the tongue directs, the tongue destroys, but the tongue can delight. Look at this in verse 9. With it we're blessing God, our Father, and with it we're cursing men who've been made in the likeness of God. Verse 10, out of the same mouth proceed blessing, but cursing. My brother, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brother, bear olives, or grapevines bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. So look, ask God for the help to choose to proceed blessing out of your mouth. Yes, even when you got to give correction. Let it be tamed. Don't let the soul man start just flying off the handle. Be Holy Ghost led. Amen. Well, look, my time is up. I hope you've loved this week. I've loved being with you. Join me next week. I hope you have a great weekend. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.